Okay, we're back on the Best of the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. I'm here with Mr. Scotty J, who is... Oh, is that not your microphone? There you are.
How's it going?
All right, and we are listening to Best Of that Scotty J has compiled, and he said that this one is going to be a very good one because we are talking about, let's see, a guy who's smuggling animals in his pants. The new Tim Riley, when he had his new sounder, the first time we brought up New Direction, and I hear there's a meat truck story in there somewhere, Scotty.
That's just awesome.
Well, I know,
and I do need to throw something in there. During that last segment, we had about four or five callers. The lines were just totally lit up. People trying to guess the mystery sound.
I know.
Still.
We really appreciate you guys calling. But this is a best of. Rick is out getting some hair. So we're here.
We're here keeping
Smokey's laughing.
Manning the helm, as they say.
Yes, we are, because we both have full heads of hair right now. So we don't really need to do anything about it.
That's right. AM 970 Solid State Radio, the best of Rick Emerson.
All right, here we go.
It's the Rick Emerson Show. Hey, attention, kids. Sedition, was this sent to you? Or did Scotty give this to you?
Scotty gave it to me.
It's the Rick Emerson Show. This is from...
I guess he was looking on Craigslist for another job.
It's hard to believe. This is from the Craigslist, which is posted on the internet, which is like a series of tubes. Sedition Magazine is reshooting the Viso Beverage Company... See, I'm hurt. I really am hurt.
But they don't want your pretty face?
I'm hurt that...
Look at the age cutoff, pumpkin.
Okay, so what I'm...
Maybe after that Mary Kay treatment, things will change.
You all can go to hell. That wasn't what I was talking about. It's, I have delicate skin. I'm like a pink flower.
With the proper lighting.
With the proper amount of photoshopping. You know, but we were just talking about this during the break. Okay, this talent bathroom is bad enough. But the women, is the women's public bathroom out there bad when you look in the mirror?
No, it's not too bad. It has a full-length mirror, at least, in there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a full-length mirror. No, if you go out to the public bathroom for the men here, which is out on the lobby area by where the theater used to be, however bad you may typically look, you look 1,000 times worse. That is the worst I have ever looked in my life. And I know
everyone
that I sound...
Everyone looks like Mitchell Bickford.
Totally. I know I sound all girly when talking about this, but seriously... No one likes to look in the mirror and go, you know, you know, and that's what happens when I look in that mirror.
I thought I shaved this morning.
That's me too. I will shave, and you look in there, and suddenly, as George Carlin,
werewolf.
Yes, like every pockmark, blemish, boil, every mark you have ever had is just suddenly it's brought into stark relief. This is from the Craigslist. Sedition Magazine is reshooting the Viso Beverage Company ad. We are seeking female models between the ages of 18 and 25. Please be in shape and have model print modeling experience. I don't know what that means. We are looking for alternative looks. And then it says parenthetically, indie, hipster, punk, etc. Now listen, Sarah's rolling her eyes. Now listen to this. Now see, I am hurt that Alex from Viso did not come to me to find these women for him. That sounded creepy, didn't it? Didn't that? I guess that sounded a little creepy. No, I'm saying we know people. We're people who know, Sarah's people who knows. You know hot chicks. Anyway. Listen to this though. This is, a public posting about this model search for, they're looking for Miss Viso or whatever. To those models we used for the last shoot, we'll be using your pictures in other content in our magazine. Please do not be offended. This was not decided based on your pictures. Anyway, we are not paying any money for this gig. We will trade for pictures if desired, and you will have city... We will trade for pictures. And you will have citywide exposure in an awesome magazine. So there you go. So, yeah. Sedition Magazine.
How about that lady who wanted to be your friend the other day?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, if you'd like everybody to see your ass, then this may be for you.
Looks like she might have an alternative lifestyle.
Yes. As into swing. All right. Okay. What are we doing here? Let's go to Tim Riley at the Ministry. Hold on. We're going to decide on a standard out cue right now.
Sarah? I like at the Ministry of Truth.
So you want Ministry of Truth to be the out cue?
Yeah.
Here? All right.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
And now,
from the Ministry of Truth.
See, it's an echo lead. Okay, right. That's it. Then it's an echo lead.
I want, like, what you've all been waiting for.
All right, what you've all
because,
been waiting
well,
for.
Or something like that, because you repeat Tim Riley, Ministry of Truth, and it says it twice more in here.
All right, so you want to know which out cue. You don't want to be like one of those where you're confused. All right.
No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and now the blah, blah, blah. Oh, how about just been waiting for?
Okay.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, and now
been waiting. It's time for been waiting for.
No. All right.
In the news.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's almost hard to believe that they keep us in a tiny little studio here with no air. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment you've all been waiting for.
And now, from the
That's
Ministry of
worked.
Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Good afternoon, I've been waiting for. A man with a bomb in his pants has been arrested. This is from Cottage Grove. A deputy made the unusual discovery during a traffic stop in that town this morning. The deputy found the explosive device while searching the suspect, Nathan Hurst, who was 31. And he found the bomb in his pants pocket. It was about 5 inches long, wrapped in duct tape, had a fuse attached. He was arrested at a gas station in Cottage Grove. They secured the station with crime tape and waited for a bomb team to arrive. And then I guess they blew the guy up.
Okay.
Meanwhile, a 45-year-old man, here's an LAX story. Los Angeles Airport, 45-year-old man arrested for sneaking two protective Asian leopard cats through Los Angeles International Airport.
In his pants.
While lying for a friend who smuggled two pygmy monkeys in his pants.
What is this? This is like a swap?
Yeah.
I'll smuggle your monkey, you smuggle my panther.
Exactly, he had two monkeys.
Uh-oh.
His traveling companion, Robert Cusack, was arrested after inspectors found two birds of paradise and several orchids,
okay,
of a threatening species in his luggage.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I think
what does he mean?
I don't understand.
Well, he stole a bunch of things in the jungle.
And then stuck live animals in his luggage.
Oh, that's he's a bad guy.
He also admitted to hiding two endangered pygmy monkeys in his underpants. He was sentenced to 57 days in jail. I wonder if it's going to be tough for him after they know what he did.
That can't be fun for the monkeys.
That's for sure. Malloy, the first fellow, was alleged to be hiding two Asian leopard newborns in his backpack. He slipped through inspectors. And because of the excitement and discovery of the monkeys, he was able to get away.
I got to be beaten with a hammer.
And he brought these things back for his girlfriend.
All right. See, I won't even fly Max on a plane if they make me check him. Right. Because
That sounds just awful, like checking your animal.
No, and especially because...
Like, after seeing snakes on a plane.
And especially because they will only let you do it certain months out of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't that true? Like, during the summer months, I think
well,
it
Max
is.
Well, Max is pretty small that you could just stick him under your seat. Muppet would fit under my seat.
Max, some airlines will let you put a small dog under your seat, but other airlines will not, and a certain month they won't even check them because he is a short snouted dog, and apparently there's some risk of asphyxiation, they say, because they develop breathing. The whole thing just seems really unpleasant.
Mm.
And flying is freaky for me. Look, I got a brain. I'm 33 and can reason, and flying freaks me out a little bit, so I can't even imagine you're some dog. It's gonna be weird.
But you know, a lot of people are taking these things to knock them out, which is why it's having them behave foolishly, this Ambien stuff.
Ambien,
well, apparently, somebody who had taken Ambien and drank two individual servings of bottles of wine tore off his shirt and made threatening remarks, causing a slight...
I thought behavior. Ambien calmed you down.
Apparently not for everyone.
Your mileage may vary. Ambien is one of those drugs that just sounds so great that I can't wait to try it someday.
You'll get polio, you'll get Alzheimer's.
No, but then I won't be able to appreciate it. What could I say was wrong with me so they would give me Ambien? Because that's a relaxation. That's a relaxing.
You're unable to bring your pet monkey.
I'm not saying that I have a friend who can write prescriptions.
Hello. All right. Is she a sexy friend?
Actually, yes.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
is it somebody I know?
You'd be a big fan of her.
Do I know her?
No.
Well,
but she doesn't exist anyway.
She's like somebody that I should know if she existed.
If she existed.
And she can write prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
This imaginary friend.
This imaginary friend might have given me my prescription for my stuff when I flew, when I was afraid of...
Your Xanax?
Yeah, or whatever it is. I don't know what it was.
It was... Oh, wait, was it Ativan or Xanax?
I don't know, something with a really long name.
You know, for people who don't do drugs and are really boring, we sound like such junkies sometimes. Ambien is just, I've talked about
this before.
What is Ambien?
I don't know, but it sounds fantastic.
Makes you pull up your shirt and yell at people.
Makes you put monkeys in your pants. Ambien, well, because
that's one of the side effects.
It's a relaxing sounding drug. I mean, you know that they do a whole...
I thought it was some kind of allergy pill.
No, that's Claritin.
Okay.
Well, you know that they have whole...
Claritin has people running through fields and smiling.
Waiting through the surf. You know that they have whole companies that do nothing but come up with pleasant names for... Or how do I put this? Names for things that sound like what they want the product to convey. In other words, like Pentium is what I always say. Pentium's a made-up word. It doesn't mean anything. But it sounds sort of tough and technological. And so that Pentium. Or like AirTouch, which was Verizon, I think. I think Verizon used to be AirTouch. And they wanted something that sounded like it was, you know, it had something to do with the ether and it was sort of mysterious but efficient and blah, 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 blah. Ambien, it's just a pleasant-sounding word, so you know it must be a relaxing
kind of
drug.
It's easy to remember.
It sounds, and maybe, I bet it's a sleeping pill. Or is that Soma? Isn't there a pill called Soma? Oh, no, that's Aldous Huxley. That's in Brave New World. Okay, here's the other thing that I'm going to try one of these days. There's Ambien. I read this great article. I read this in GQ or Details or some magazine. This drug called Adderall. Is anybody here taking Adderall?
Mm-mm.
Adderall sounds fantastic.
Why good first?
No, it's a really highly processed amphetamine, and they were writing this article. It's a drug. It's not a street drug. It's a prescription drug. That I guess it's like Ritalin for adults. I guess it's
I got to take the max to the east side. I'm going to need some of that.
No. They were saying how it's the new drug of choice for stockbrokers because it's legal. Apparently, if perhaps you've in the past, not that anyone would advocate this, but if you've in the past enjoyed perhaps the brief pick-me-up provided by cocaine, but don't wish to break the law and recognize that your body is the temple of Jesus, you go to the doctor and he gives you a prescription for Adderall, which is very much the same. Or if any of us remember the days when they sold the crosstops, the ephedrine, apparently it's like that. But much more pleasant, with all the unpleasant down to. Anyway, this
so
article.
So, what is that prescribed for?
Hyperactivity, and I think also if you're a narcoleptic. I think they said actually the single biggest group that got Adderall prescribed were narcoleptics. And you know, narcoleptics where you're just.
No, people who have sex with a corpse.
Yes. No, narcoleptics is like if you just fall asleep literally without notice. That is like it's a medical problem where like if you're driving. Literally be da 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 da, and then you just fall asleep. Your brain literally turns itself off, and you will go to sleep like that. And they will prescribe it to you because if you're driving or operating any kind of equipment, you can't just fall asleep. And so this article, this is why so much of this anti-drug propaganda doesn't work, because I read this big article about Adderall in this, and I so desperately wanted some. I read it, and at the end of the article. I've never even taken it. And I want to be very clear about that. I've never even taken whatever this drug, this Adderall drug. All I know about it, this is solely based on this one article in GQ, but I got to the end of the article, and seriously, I was like rubbing my fingers together, sort of like flexing my hands open, and so I'm like, where can I get some of this? It sounds fantastic. I have
what
to have
those
some.
Symptoms again? What can I tell my doctor I'm suffering from?
I went home and I asked Lara, then I'm like, what kind of a thing could I tell my doctor where he might give me some of this Adderall? She looked up really sharply. Why? No reason. But she just said, she kind of waved at me when she get out. So there was no explanation there.
Oh, that's love.
Really it is. Oh, wait, David. Hello, David. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I was calling about Ambien. I've tried that before. It's a sleep aid.
So it's like a sleeping pill?
It's a sleeping pill. It really doesn't. You relax for a little while, but. I mean, take one and go to bed.
But I mean, it's not like Valium, because like Valium is not meant to put you to sleep. It's so you're awake but calm.
Not at all. Like
this
Valium.
Is actually just to help you sleep.
And it, yeah, it knocks
that's no
you
fun.
Out.
Well, that's no value. What's the point? Yeah. If you're asleep.
Well, if you sleep, take an Ambien.
All right.
So now you can just pine for Adderall.
That's less interesting. Do you have any Adderall? Do you know anything about Adderall?
No, I don't.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Right,
there you go. That's David. Jim, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello, sir.
Rick, how you doing?
Hi.
The last caller was accurate. It's a sleep aid. Not at all like Valium. Valium, again, yeah, it's not supposed
to. It's a thing to knock you out.
Ambien.
All right. I'm not interested in that. All right. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
All right. There you go. Excellent. Well, that's probably just as well. There's enough drugs that I pine for. I mean, I can't even keep them in the house. And that's how lame I am. I mean, other people abuse real drugs. I abuse things that are completely and totally legal. I don't abuse them. I'm saying I would. Let's quit talking about this. Here's Tim Riley.
Well, an unknown object near the space shuttle and poor weather at the Kennedy Space Center, they like us to believe.
You're all going
to
die.
Has forced a delay in tomorrow's planned landing of the Atlantis. Apparently, this mysterious object came loose during a test of the reentry systems. This is now number one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Hold on. Okay, right here. And we're all going to die. Go.
The suspicion is this is something that occurred around the flight control system checkout because it does shake the vehicle pretty good.
shakes the vehicle pretty good. That's fantastic.
It's like being in a washing machine, the ring cycle.
The unknown object, former astronaut Tom Jones. I guess he was England's first man in space.
I must see that there's so many ways to go with that.
That is.
Okay.
Says he's not overly concerned for the crew just
you
yet.
You don't know how much I wish I had a Tom Jones musical sounder. Just sort of, it's not unusual.
There are a lot of satellites and space junk in orbit, and it's not inconceivable that they had just randomly looked down and saw a satellite or a piece of debris transiting underneath them. And that object's gone out of view now.
So the
object's gone out of view?
Out of view.
Oh, okay.
So there's no reason to be concerned.
Kind of like new direction.
Can I tell you this? A guy sent me the other day a list of the websites that contained the phrase new direction. And it was like newdirection.com. And then he found like a list of like people saying it in the news and sent it to me. By the way, if you hear anyone using that phrase talking about an exciting new direction, please be sending that to us. I want to create just a whole wall, like not a wall. I want what's a thing that's like a wall?
Floor.
A collection. So I could use some of that Adderall right now. I'm feeling like I'm losing my focus just a little bit, and I'm sleepy. It's just like a whole collection of sound bites of just people saying new direction. That'd be fantastic. So if you come across that, any of you watching CNN, listening to some sort of a speech on C-SPAN or something, and you hear somebody talking about a new direction for the war on terror, you just send that to Uncle Rick. Rick, Ambien is a sleeping pill. It's the one that Tim reported on a while back. It makes you cook and eat and have sex in your sleep without knowing it. Really? Oh, wait, Eli is here. Eli, hello, sir.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, Eli?
Well, I just was going to give you a little insight on the Ambien. But it was the same thing pretty much that you had just said on that email, is that there have been reports that I think overdosage will make you cook and do weird things in your sleep, sleepwalking, and it's dangerous. I wouldn't take it if I were you.
No, of course, sounds like a...
What if it's just microwave cooking?
The other thing is Adderall.
Yeah.
And I've taken Adderall.
Really? Is it great?
And,
is it great for your symptoms?
It's a deadly one too. There,
yeah.
It puts you in like a zombie mode.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun.
I took it when I was younger in school.
Craving brains.
It'll put you in a zombie zone for when the teacher would tell you to do something, you would just automatically do it without interrupting or saying anything at all.
Now, are you sure this wasn't just Ritalin they had you on?
Well, I was on that too.
Oh, I see.
And that actually...
So it's been a long, multicolored rainbow road of pills for you.
Oh, yes, it has. And it's been great. But
he's all the better for it.
Science on the march.
Prozac was another one I was on, too. And Prozac and Ritalin are appetite suppressant. And I lost a lot of weight on them.
Okay.
So that's pretty much all I have to say, and I enjoy listening to you guys all day long.
But you give your drug experience a thumbs up.
Well, I don't know if I should get into that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
All right, there you go. That's Eli. Okay. Yeah, I think he may have just been on Ritalin. Adderall, I think, is similar to Ritalin, because Ritalin, people don't really know.
You seem to know a lot about Adderall.
I read a whole, and then I read the long Wikipedia entry on it, too, which is fascinating. I want to stress, by the way, that I don't have any knowledge of. It would be wrong. I really don't know anything about it except for this article. But here's how tantalizing the article was. The article made the drug sound so fascinating that I immediately went home and looked up the Wikipedia entry and just read the whole thing. It was sort of like porn. I read the whole entry in Wikipedia 3 or 4 times, pausing to repeat key sentences out loud. Let's do one more with Tim.
Since the president and his sworn enemy, our new enemy this week, the Iranian leader, are in the same building in New York today, Condoleezza Rice says, wouldn't it be a good idea if the two sat down and had a little chat?
All that they have to do is to adhere to what the UN Security Council has said. Suspend the enrichment activities in which they're engaged. I'll meet my counterpart anywhere, anytime, when Iran has verifiably done that.
I guess the answer is no.
Okay, so there you go.
We prefer to bond them first.
Yeah, don't do that. All right, Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll come back at the bottom of the hour here with more from the Ministry of Truth. It's 503-733-2970. Is Dennis lurking out there?
He is.
All right, let me find an appropriate sounder.
Too.
Let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show.
We were a lesbian couple.
This is big. I'm not going to blow this one.
There you go. Let's welcome now to the...
Such a jerk.
Hey, you said it. Would you like to hear the ones that he's created for me?
Yes.
This is, let me see. He's got a whole folder here called New Rick Sound. Let's see here. Let's see. Or is it yesterday? All right, here we go. Listen to this. Would you like to hear a bunch of the sounders he's made for me? Now, I have not pre-screened these. I sweat profusely from many awkward parts of my body. See? There you go. See, I'm not the only one who gets a, please bring me a hungry man dinner. She's like a three-legged pony. See, none of these make any sense. Sarah Dillon, you're a goddamn whore.
Oh, yeah, that's an old favorite.
Yeah, that's an old favorite. Yeah, you're supposed to delete that.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right. Drug chicks, woo, snakes. I don't even know what some of these mean.
Oh.
That's just creepy.
Oh.
Oh my God.
That's
so wrong.
I don't even know where that came from. Oh, my God. Let's welcome to the Rich Emerson Show. Pittsburgher, how you doing, sir?
Scotty J, you were earning. Wait, does he get paid? Oh, that's good stuff. You got to play that one more.
Oh,
once
play
more.
It later. Oh, God.
What else you got in the grab bag of sound?
Trill to the music. Oh, that's good. That was an LOL. Thank you. Oh, these are all really funny.
Well, it's like when you find the sounder boards, you know, for like the, you know, there's the Arnold Schwarzenegger one, and you just sit there in your, you know, in your cubicle laughing for about 45 minutes, wasting away work time, listening to like Stewie from Family Guy say, you know, kill you, vile woman.
Let's take some of these calls here. Oh, Jesus. All right.
I'm in a whirlwind of...
Would you like to weigh in on drugs, Dennis?
Sure. They were fun, and then I grew up, and now I don't get to do them anymore.
All right. It's 503-733-2.
I especially like the ones that made the whole world go faster.
Adam, hello, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Rick?
What's up, brother?
I just had a comment on the Adderall thing.
Yeah.
A friend of mine had a prescription of it, and she would pass them off to me after really hard nights of partying and that kind of thing so that I could go to work the next day.
I heard that Adderall, and again, it's not recommended for this purpose, I heard that Adderall is among the best things ever created for cutting through your hangover and letting you work.
Absolutely. It was wonderful. It would get you up, get you moving, much like the old ephedrine.
Yeah, see, that's what I've heard it compared to. I've heard it compared to a smoother, gentler, more purified form of, like, the old cross tops that none of us have ever taken.
Exactly. Yeah, I haven't taken them, but if I had, I might have gotten very jittery
on
them.
Listen to this. It says on the screen, please leave your name with Scotty.
The guy a few minutes ago that called in that said it puts you into kind of a zombie state.
Yeah.
That's more if you have the disorder that it's meant for.
Oh, which I don't.
Well, it's no fun that way.
Oh, no, of course not. Taking drugs because you need them, that's no fun.
Exactly.
At least for their intended purposes.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
right.
Worthless.
Just say no, kids. All right, Adam, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
You guys are great.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Boy, I haven't heard the word crosstops forever, man. I remember those.
I wanted to form a band called the Crosstops, and then I found out there was one. They're in Wisconsin. So that's. I always thought that would be a great name for a punk band.
You can always change it to pharmaceutical crosstops.
Seriously. We're called the Mahuangs. Let's see. Pam, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up, Pam?
I have a meat truck story for you.
Okay.
I have a friend that is pretty much not motivated and was house-sitting for a sister and was pretty much donating plasma to get by, and he managed to get $40 through his donation.
Uh-huh.
And... a meat truck guy comes up to their house.
The meat truck guy.
Yeah.
Where does he live? Because
he was house sitting at was in Laurelhurst.
I have never had a guy in a van come by my house and try to unload some meat. It's never happened to me.
Well, apparently he hadn't either. He was standing there, it was pouring down rain. The guy's just drenched. He's got a box of meat in his hand, and the rain was coming into the house, so we just invited him in for a second just so he could close the door because the rain was coming in.
Uh-huh.
The guy would not leave until he gave him his $40. From his donation of plasma, and he had to buy that box of meat that was dripping wet. He wouldn't leave. Would not leave the house.
Okay.
But secondly, I wanted to ask you, are you really proud of the fact that you went to California? Because all three CNN people today, you've mentioned it each time, I think it's person.
It
yeah.
did, because I think, I don't know, I guess because so little happens in my life because I'm lame and dull. And it did seem applicable because, you know, Roop is in L.A., and then I don't know why I mentioned it to Lisa. Got it. Oh, I was talking about security. I don't know why I mentioned it to Baumgarten, though. Yeah, well, so little happens in my life. It's typically just wake up, you know, come here, talk about drugs and Britney Spears, go home, play Tony Hawk, go to bed.
Cool.
So there you go. All right, thank
well,
you, Pam.
I'm going to keep count tomorrow.
God bless you.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. All right. I feel worn out. All right. What a show this has been. This really has just been a wild, out of control, all over the map. Let's see. We've
got. We need to break.
We'll get some more calls. We got Dennis Pitzenmarger for the Portland Tribune. We come back. We'll talk to Dennis. We got Spencer and Tim, our radio student to be, talking to us as well.
I got some stuff for him.
Okay. Is it bigger than a baby's arm?
No.
Okay.
Drive a pink Cadillac.
Okay. Hi, it's the Rick Emerson radio program. Don't forget, like us at 3:06, Don and Mike at 7. Back after this, you stay right there.
Oh, check. Are we back?
It's you, Scotty J.
All right, we're live here at the...
We're not really live. We're here
and alive at the moment. AM 970 Solid State Radio doing the best of the Rick Emerson show today. I hope you guys are enjoying it. We're sure having a lot of fun.
Yes, we sure are, Scotty J.
We got something
You're
real...
You're such a cheese ball.
We are having a lot of fun watching TV and looking at MySpace.
That's true.
In any case... we got something special for you here. This is something that we said we would never do again and that we were going to put into retirement, and that would be anything rock star supernova related.
It's true, but we're not talking about it currently. This is the past.
That's right. This is the past, so we need to bring up the past for you. This is Sweet Delana's Tears contest on AM 970 Solid State Radio.
Okay. Hello there. Rick, this email says, didn't Queen Amidala introduce a vote of no confidence? That works out well. Yeah, there you go. 503-733-2970. Coming up later on, we got CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Tim Riley will be back later on with the City Desk / Ministry of Truth. Talk to Kristen from Accounting for the Rockstar recap later on. And so forth. All right. Oh, we got this cool Playboy news that we'll get to as well. All right. Rick. Todd the Corpse. I don't want to get off on this whole thing about the new traffic girl. Todd the Corpse has just emailed us with the... let me find the...
Come on!
Rick, I just heard you talking about bringing on the new coin traffic girl. To prepare you for your interview with Jenny Hogan, the new Australian traffic girl, here are a few questions. One, are you Paul Hogan's daughter? Two, did you ride a kangaroo to school? Three, have you met Yahoo Sirius? Four, how many shrimps can you fit on said Barbie? You're welcome for the help, Todd. There you go. That was really funny when I read it. It's 503-733-2970. Let us now welcome to the Rick Emerson Radio Studio.
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
Goddamn, Chris Farley dead is still funnier than most people alive. I really, every time I hear it, it just makes me... sometimes I have a mouthful of beverage, and it's like that thing when you're supposed to be quiet in church, and suddenly things that are only moderately amusing become incredibly amusing. I had a mouthful of Vizo, Will, cranberry and grapefruit, just now. And it's like, as Chris Farley, and it's just... you know what it is with Chris Farley? It's he has that full phlegmatic... projection that you jack squat, you know, which kind of hurts even to do now. And right as I got the mouthful of liquid. All right, how are you, sir? Yeah, now are you up for doing the news on Friday?
I think it'd be great.
Here's the thing, if you do the news on Friday, especially during the noon news hour, you clearly can't be in here doing the phones at the same time. So somebody would have to cover the phones. It becomes a whole daisy chain of problems, sir.
Oh, we'll figure it out.
That's the voice of confidence that I like to hear. All right. Here's the thing. You are Tim, for whatever reason, you are Tim's first choice to do his news on Friday while he's gone.
That's awful nice of him.
Do you feel that you're up to the challenge? Now, you have to not only gather the news, you have to order the news, you have to write some slugs, as they're called in the business. Now, yeah. The phones are ringing right now, and there's no one to answer them. This is what Friday's going to look like, Scotty. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
This is Dan.
Hi, Dan. What are you calling about today?
Well, I'm a friend of Sarah Dillon's from her coin days, and I need Rick Emerson to ask her how many shots of tequila it takes to get cut off at Chevy's.
All right. You want to talk to Rick?
Hey. Yeah, and he can ask her for me.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, hold on.
Okay, that took a second. Yeah.
Hold
how
on.
Are
you? We'll find Rick. All right.
No, Dan lost it, you know, the coin Great Unpleasantness. Dan was a reporter at coin.
Oh, was Dan you were streamlined on out of there?
Yes.
All right.
After the cleansing.
I was part of the streamlining.
All right. Yeah. Are you a big listener to Rick? Do you like his show?
I do, man. We listen to it all the time. Usually with Marsha in the car, and we always hear Sarah, and we're like, hey.
Oh, it's
little
Marsha.
You know that cool chick.
Dan, okay. You know you're talking to Rick, right?
Hi. How you doing?
Yeah, of course I do. What's going on?
Okay. All right.
I have a simple question for Sarah.
Yes.
I need you to ask her.
I'm right here, Dan.
She's right here, you know. See, this is a phone, and when you speak, your voice goes into her ears.
No, we got kicked out of Chevy's.
Really?
We get kicked out. We
That's
got
like being
cut
kicked
off.
Out of Chevy's.
We got cut off,
yeah.
Which basically means they're kicking us out because they weren't giving us any more.
That's like getting a beat down at the Olive Garden.
Apparently because somebody was dropping the F-bomb a little too loud.
Really?
Perhaps
is that
it
true?
It was you, and there were small children around.
Was that you, or was it Sarah?
It was Sarah Dillon.
Good times. All right. All right, so what are you doing now? If you were shown the door at coin, what are you doing now, Dan?
I'm a professional golfer.
God bless you. That's
awesome.
Is this disc golf or is this real golf?
No, this is real golf.
Excellent. My friend, that is a thing that we all aspire to. So
I have dropped my handicap from, and I'd actually like to thank them at coin for doing this, because I've taken my handicap from about a 15 to 18 on down to about an 8 or a 9.
Would you like to be a call screener, sir? We have an opening on Friday.
Hey, I could do it. I would be there, man.
We should totally get we could get Jenny Hogan to come do it, perhaps.
Maybe.
All right. Drop me an email for him. We should keep in touch. Drop me an email, Dan.
Yeah, hey, I will, sir.
All right, it's rick@rickemerson.com.
Okay, sir, right. Good to talk to you.
You too. Tell Marcia I said hi.
I will. I'm picking her up from the airport right now.
Cool.
All right, thank you, Dan.
Bye.
There you go. Very strange program. Did today's program seem very far-ranging and very spacious?
Well, last time I saw Dan was at the Ronk's going away party.
You can't keep saying stuff like that when I'm drinking the Ronk. All right. All right, so are we ready to begin the Delana contest?
Yes, I can't
All right.
Wait.
Let me just, this was your challenge, and let me now read this from rickemerson.com. The subject line was, Delana's voice is good for something after all. And so we had this sound, and the challenge that we gave everybody was to use this sound right here, which is fantastic, was to use that sound to create an audio composition of no more than 60 seconds in length, in which Delana's, quote, crying was used at least once, preferably to humorous effect. And the only other guidelines were no profanity, obviously, and then and this should be sent to us as an MP3. So we got many, many, many entries. And so we have, some of them are duplicate entries, some of them were very, very similar. And so we are now, let me just find today's folder. So what we're going to do is this. We are going to go through all of the entries in the Delana Sound Contest. We're going to play them all, every one of them. Shouldn't take more than, I don't know, because they're all less than 60 seconds in length. And so what we will do is, we internally here, by which I mean Sarah, myself, and then Scotty, we've invited you in to judge because you do fancy yourself a master of audio composition.
Scotty has the ear.
Yes, it's the golden ear. And so we are going to rank them. We will come up with our three favorites. And then later on, probably like in the final hour of the program, like in the 2 o'clock hour, we will have y'all vote to pick the best of those three. So, but before we do that, you're going to talk amongst yourself for a second while I refill my coffee cup.
So are they going to vote
by... This is a test of your freestyling since you have to do the news, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Scotty, why don't you pick up a news story and give us a test run?
From high atop the...
Okay.
No, I'll do it mine.
Oh, I was
is this how you maintain a conversation when I'm out of the room?
I was waiting for him to read his news story.
Oh, I can't wait for Friday. It's going to be the best show ever.
I do have a question.
Uh-huh.
The callers will call in and then we'll say, okay, this is a vote for this. That's how we're going to do that, right?
No. We're going to go through these. I'll say this one more time. We'll go through. It's not hard. We'll go through these now, all of them. You, Sarah, and myself, we will pick our favorite three.
Okay.
Yeah, we will briefly confab, as they say. Not unlike Jason Newsted, Tommy Lee Tedder. We will briefly confab during the break. We'll come back.
Can I be Jason Newsted?
Yeah, if I could be Tommy Lee. Ha, you're Gimme Clark. Yeah, in your face. That's right, Scotty J. You have fake hair and no one likes you. All right. So we will come back to the break. We'll reveal our top three. And then later on, we will have an Insta poll and the audience will pick the best of the three. And that winner, we have some CDs and some shirts and stuff. Just a pack of crap that we'll give to whoever came up with the best. All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right, hold on, let me move my things here. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to begin this. The Delana Sweet Sweet Tears Equal Your Material Gain Contest. All right, here is the first, and I'm not going to say who these are from, because I don't want to prejudice anybody. Again, some of these are from listeners who are maybe a little known. This is the first entry right here on the Rick Emerson Show. All right, there you go.
So appropriate. That's funny.
Creative.
Short, to the point, the thoughts. I mean, I say that, you know what? That's one guy. He
Using
figured
Dave
out.
Dave Navarro's band. That is right.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what? And it works. He's not forcing the sound. The sound really does work there.
That's great.
All right, so you just keep a running tab yourself and call it whatever you need to remember it. Kind of make little notes as we go along. So, all right, that's number one. All right, here's the second one. He just goes somewhere.
Stop.
Sensing a trend. I'm letting it play. I can't interrupt it. I'm back. Did I miss anything?
Is that more than a minute or what?
No, it's exactly 1 minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is exactly 1 minute long. Where should we get lunch tomorrow? And then it just
nice
ends.
Fade,
that's
nice.
Genius. All right, hold on. We'll call that the leak spinner.
Okay.
Leak spinner. All right. That's the dum ba da dum ba 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 song. All right, there you go. Let's see. Okay, this is the next. I believe this was our original entry. This was the original entry. The lyrics are a little hard to understand, but they do say Dave Navarro's a douche in here. My advice to y'all would be to be marking these on a classic 1 to 10 scale as you go along. All right, there you go. All right, this is the next entry. This is called Devil Delana.
Unclean spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is he who commands you, you blood, you saints of heaven, the dead and the dead creature of God. Be gone in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit.
Ow. All right. Well, there you go. Well, points for original. Okay, that's Exorcist.
That was very original.
No, and you know,
Exorcist.
And the thing is, if you're an Exorcist fan, you know that Delana's crying sounds a lot like that sequence where Reagan is going to making that kind of a noise. All right, there you go. Let's see. This is. Oh, this is called Delana Plays with Supernova. A little bit of background. This one is the other band, Supernova, which is on they're on the Clerks soundtrack. They sang the song called Chewbacca. So there's a band called Supernova that sang a Chewbacca song in the Clerks soundtrack.
I was the first person in the entire world to sing with Supernova.
So the joke here is it's the other Supernova. All right, so there you go. There's that. Let's see. Next up, this is just called the Lana sound. Okay, I have to hear that one again, actually. Because I'm pretty sure that he actually stutters her laugh to actually mimic the Woody Woodpecker laugh.
That's all folks like thing.
All right, okay. Let's hear that one again.
That's genius. That's good.
Woody Woodpecker. Okay. I got to tell you, I think it was pretty fantastic right there. All right. This, we played this one yesterday, actually, as part of a teaser. This is, we've had this one before, but here we go. Fantastic. By the way, trivia fiends may note that that's the same music used in V for Vendetta during the during the Prime Minister show. It's called it's a Benny Hill song called Yakety Sax. All right, here we go. This is the next entry in the Lana sound contest.
Good morning. What's the matter? Stop whining. Stop it. You idiot. Shut up. I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me. You're a psychopathic bitch.
Whoa, that got a little crazy.
Okay. Is that now
Terminator? What?
And that's not
from
Terminator.
Kindergarten Cop.
No,
I think it is from Kindergarten Cop.
Is it Kindergarten Cop?
Yeah, when he's just like, listen to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should listen to it again.
I haven't seen that movie in like 10 years, and all I know is that it's not a tumor line. That's all I know.
Oh.
Well, let's hear that one more time.
Yeah, it took place. They filmed it on
Cannon Beach.
Yep.
If somebody can verify if that's Kindergarten Cop, because again, I haven't seen
it. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Cop.
What's the matter? Stop whining. Stop it. You idiot. Shut up. I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me. You're a psychopathic bitch.
Sort of comes back with a little stinger there at the end. All right. Let's see. Hello, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Brian. I just got the confirmation for for where that came from.
All right.
There's a really good chance that it's off of a website called killsometime.com.
Right.
On the left-hand side of it, you can go to, celebrity soundboards.
Yeah.
And there'll be a big one from Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's got all that kind of stuff on it.
But is that Kindergarten Cop, though, that's originally from? Do you know?
I think that's what's from the beginning of that is from, when he's saying stop whining.
All right.
I'm pretty sure that is from it.
Okay, great. Thank you, Brian.
See ya.
All right, there you go. All right, short and sweet. All right, here's the next one. Okay, that's pretty to the point. Let's hear that one again. All right, this is called Delana 2. Let's see.
Kick to the curb.
Oh, that's me.
Stop
That's a little disturbing, actually.
They're getting more and more demented.
I'm just playing them in alphabetical order, by the way. There's no particular, about two-thirds of the way done here. We're playing all the entries in the Delana Sweet Sweet Tears Equal Your Material Game Contest. So we're playing all these. Sarah, Scotty J, and myself will pick our top three. And then later on, we'll have you vote to pick the best, and that person will win some crap. Let's see, what else do we have here? Oh, this is the same one. That's me. That's my mistake. I played the same one. All right. All right. Sorry, that's my computer's going a little wacky here. All right, the next one is called Delana Hole.
I was just thinking, oh my gosh, I have to get out of this hole.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's in a hole. It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
Welcome. Look at the hose.
Now it shows the lotion in the mouth. It places the lotion in the basket.
What the f***ing lotion in the basket?
All right, there you go.
That's messed up.
That's fantastic.
So I stick with the fact they're getting more demented.
Yeah. Is that blinking over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Did that go? Yeah, okay. No, I just, there was just a whole lot of, like, guard at the end there, and I was all up to be air on the side of caution there at the end. That is great. Here's the great thing about that is that he actually applied the appropriate echo to her voice to make it sound like she was in the hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed that.
Oh, well done.
Very good.
I know who did that one, too, by the way.
I can take a guess.
All right. You don't know, though.
I think I do.
You don't know! You don't know what pain is! All right. Let's see. It is time for us to play the four finalists in the Delana Sweet Sweet Tears Equal Your Material Gain Contest. Four finalists as determined by myself, Sarah X. Dillon, and Scotty J., Sound Master. All right. Here's the deal. We're going to give you these four. As soon as the fourth one is done playing, simply call in at 503-733-2970 and simply say whether your choice is number one, number two, number three, or number four. We're playing four finalists here. And so when we are done, simply call up and say one, two, three, or four. Here is entry number one. This is entry number one. Okay, again, that is entry number one. Entry number one, which is genius. These are all genius. Here's entry number two. Again, this is entry number two. All right. This is entry number three. This is Delana sound entry number three.
Stick 'em! Ha ha ha! Stick 'em!
So I roll. All right. There you go. And this is the final entry. Entry number four is what this is.
If you didn't hear the Rick Emerson Show, you didn't hear this.
Oh, God.
The Delana Sweet Sweet Tears Equal Your Material Game Contest.
Oh, yes, we can't wait to hear this.
I'm just saying.
It's all going to end in blood.
Oh.
I'm not cleaning the studio if there's blood.
Welcome to the Stand Bun!
Best moment from last night, Rockstar Supernova.
I could feel my tears waiting to just explode out of me.
Oh, my God. Shut your weepy pie hole. Well, there's no crying in rock and roll.
She even cries ugly. We play all the time her pain.
Well done.
Laugh.
Sweet, sweet sounds of Jelana's pain. Oh, let me drink the champagne of your sweet tears. I'm going to make a martini out of her sweet, sweet tears and savor every drop. Groovy.
She doesn't care about anybody else. She's totally pretending.
She puts off a vibe of ugliness. And again, if I could just say what we're all thinking, she looks like she smells a little bad.
Oh, my God. My whole world ended.
Stupid cow. I think she ought to be disqualified for crying right there.
This is worse than the Kira Phillips thing.
Oh, good times. Okay. All right, kids. It's that time. Without further ado, let us now announce the winner of the Delana Sound Contest. The winner of the Delana Sound... What a cheesy drummer all over. The winner of the Delana Sound Contest is Fat Delana Boys by our good friend... Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Stick 'em.
All right, Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, I'll see you tonight at Dante's, sister.
I'll be there.
Oh, hey, Kristen, can you save me 2 seats?
I'll try.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, there you go. Thank you. Good times. It really is fantastic. Yeah. It's worth it just because it made you laugh so much.
So funny.
And you'll note that we did not reveal it was a low. I didn't want to bias anybody because he is beloved.
Okay, that was the best of. Here is a brand new Band-Aid.
Listen up, you. It's time to make your miserable life slightly more interesting. This is Band-Aid with Sarah Dillon.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Much to do tonight at Sabala's Mount Tabor and the Sideshow Lounge. Go check out Jen Lane of Barfly fame, or as she's known on these nights, DJ Meow. She'll be spinning records there beginning at 10 o'clock. Free to...
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the saddest part of the day.
Oh, you sound just like your hero.
He
wrote it all down.
Saddest part of the day, the Rick and Emerson show, the final segment. I think I screwed it up somewhere in there, but that's fine.
Sorry, Scotty.
We sure appreciate everybody tuning in today. Sarah, great job, by the way.
You too, Scotty.
Sarah X Dillon.
I'm glad you approve.
But you've been listening to the best of Rick Emerson, and we definitely want to thank... Tim Savage of the Timnasium Show got you through the first 2 hours.
Yeah, screw off that guy at the end who called in and has to heckle. Go find something better to do with your time. That wasn't very cool.
Yeah.
Continue.
We also want to thank Kristen from accounting, Jim Roop from CNN, our CNN news correspondent, our winner today of the Onzi tickets, Chris Boba Fett, Dennis Pitzenbogger, Jen Lane of Barfly Magazine, Dennis, of course, from the Portland Tribune. A big special thank you goes out to Sean, the engineer, and especially Ryan Barrett.
Yes, Ryan kind of saved us when things weren't transferring, partially because they were misnamed and mislabeled from us, and also he burned CDs so that we could play the best of.
But they transferred behind the curtain, and it came off without a hitch, so that's really good. I'm Scotty J., PA for the Rick Emerson Show. We've been filling in today for Rick Emerson as he is getting...
come on, Scotty, it's your moment to shine.
Getting his hair worked on. So that's it. We definitely want to say thank you to everybody that's tuned in today. And we look forward to coming back on Monday and getting ridiculed in some form or another. You're listening to AM 970 Solid State Radio. I'm Scotty J.
Good job, Scotty J. We'll see you on Monday.